Hare Krishna. Unfortunately, my internet is still impossible here in the house, and I haven't been able to really open my questions, which is also based on the internet. But anyway, today I'll just speak a little about what we've been doing at our organizational development committee, subcommittee. And as time allows and confidentiality allows, I'll also discuss about what's going on in some of the GDC meetings, which are starting tomorrow. This organizational development is a three-day preliminary meeting, and it deals with just that. It deals with organizational matters in a proactive sense, not dealing with other so much ISKCON problems, but seeing how to make ISKCON more the society that Srila Prabhupada wanted it to be, seeing we're failing to do that, and how we could better do that. It's not the full body that's part of the committee. There's about 10 devotees involved in that. And we also work out an agenda, which for the next 4 days of the GBC meeting, the whole body will be involved in. And it's proactive, structural concept for making particularly the GBC body more effective and efficient. And it has, in one sense, a very revolutionary ideas of making the GBC secretaries more accountable, performance-oriented, and given more facility in terms of having a better functioning administration, because right now the GBC body itself has two full-time secretaries, and that really restricts its ability both to keep on top of what its own members are doing, what to speak of what the society is doing, and to measure things according to goals, performance, and so on. But over the last 2 days, we've been discussing a different subject, and that topic is really being the legal structures of ISKCON, in that in the international society there are a lot of ways in which the society is incorporated in different parts of the world, or in many sometimes in many places in one country, like in America, many different corporations or societies that are set up. And but all of these should fit basic parameters that Srila Prabhupada had given, that are already there also in GBC laws, although they may not be identical for different legal reasons. I know in the UK it's a whole setup of your charity, as opposed to Hungary. One can actually be a religion, we call it a church there, but in other words, you're a religious organization. Whereas in Hungary, in the UK, you're a religious charity. And you're registered with the Charity Commission, not with the churches. There's only one real church, the is a charity, a religious charity. And so that means different laws, but overall everything should fit into parameters that Srila Prabhupada wanted. And one very important parameter is that in the ultimate issue, the GBC body is the overriding authority over any GBC temple president committees, and whether they're national committees, regional committees, temple councils, and so on. So that if there are any type of either problems, or sometimes we see that there are misuse of authority, that neither devotees or properties ultimately become the right ownership or ultimate management of some individual or groups, but at least the GBC body can make whatever changes it considers to be in the best interests of propagating the purposes of both ISKCON internationally as well as locally. And that was in Srila Prabhupada's will, his desire that ultimately the GBC is the ultimate managing authority. So if it comes down to some type of ultimate or ultimatum, that is able to be actually employed and put into practice. So that's one thing that we've been working on, and among others, in fact, I think different temples have already been asked to submit what their legal structure is, and then we'll see how easily that gets analyzed. It's going to require quite a bit of organization to do that, secretariat to do that, which, as I mentioned, we really in dire need of now. But that's another topic. And tomorrow we will start with the GBC meeting and actually discussing of the Temple of Vedic Planetarium. I put up some pictures, and I have some others that I took at night. It should be the picture of the scale of the temple hopefully comes across from those pictures, although probably not in the same way as when you're here to actually see the magnitude of the temple. And there's also a proposed change to the external appearance, and that'll we'll talk about that when we've talked about it tomorrow afternoon, which I think is also very, very nice. Different people have different opinions about it. Personally, I really like it. When I saw the plan, I thought people are either going to really dislike this or they're really going to love it. It's not a look like a conventional temple, but that was one of the attractive features for me, is that this kind of was never conventional Gaudiya Math or Gaudiya institution, and it represents some of the distinctive Western features that Srila Prabhupada also asked for when he wanted this temple built, but it wasn't, he didn't ask for a South Indian type temple. But if you go on the Temple of Vedic Planetarium's website, you can hear a lot more about that. But it's, whatever you may say about it, it's certainly grand in scale and dwarfs everything else around it even now. And right now we're just talking about the ground floor. So that's it for today, and I'll be reporting as I can on GBC meetings and other things, and trying to also get to the questions once I can get to some kind of proper internet standard. Hare Krishna.